Across the U.S., small rural hospitals are closing, arguably where they're needed most. But some hospitals in Wisconsin have managed to survive or even thrive. They've done this by forming partnerships, offering unique services, and getting creative about doctor recruitment. Shemaine Mills tells us how rural hospitals in Wisconsin are holding their own despite a national trend that threatens the heart of many small communities.
People live in the country to get away from it all, but that soothing solitude can change suddenly. Emergencies often have ordinary beginnings, and this one started with food. It's a meal Karen Hageman can't forget because it almost killed her.
Kimball was maybe a 20-minute drive from the hospital, and I remember choking and thinking, oh my God, he's got to get me to a hospital.
Kimball's a tiny town in northern Wisconsin where you're more likely to hear the rumble of logging trucks than the scream of an ambulance siren. It's so far north, the nearest hospital is across the border in Michigan. It's a small community hospital with few options nearby. These critical access hospitals, as they're called, dot the rural landscape. They provide life-saving care. But many of the hospitals themselves need a little TLC. One-fifth of Wisconsin's 76 rural hospitals are losing money. 6 years ago, Memorial Medical Center couldn't get a bank loan. Instead, the small independent hospital located in Clark County sought financial help from the city of Neillsville, recalls Chief Administrative Officer Ryan Nebel.
In 2013, we had 4 days cash on hand. We had lost $3 million that year.
To shore up hospital finances further, the board agreed to become part of Marshfield Clinic. A national group which analyzes the healthcare industry has looked at such partnerships. Michael Topchick from the Charter Center for Rural Health says he's seen, quote, the good, bad, and the ugly of these business arrangements across the U.S. But generally, he said they result in better patient outcomes and a stronger bottom line.
So I think affiliation in general is It's something to seek out strategically, and you know the local community can make a decision strategically about how much control do we want to give up, how much independence do we wish to keep, but of course that's going to be definitely proportional then to the resources you receive.
Independent hospitals still exist in the state, but they're in the minority, and getting there isn't always easy. The steep hills in western Wisconsin offer tremendous views, but the winding roads near the city of Viroqua serve up treacherous travel for a mix of cars, tractors, and Amish buggies. In 2004, retired dairy farmer Jim Service had both knees replaced at the local hospital. Vernon Memorial Healthcare is known for having good outcomes with joint replacement surgeries, and a doctor there will operate on both knees at once, something many orthopedic surgeons won't do.
All I heard is good about him, and I'm going to go see this guy. A couple of my neighbors got their knees replaced, and they said, hey, he's good. So I wasn't going to question that. And all three of us had double knees done.
Specializing in lucrative joint replacement or cardiac care is one way that small rural hospitals are trying to attract more patients. Hospitals are also trying to find an untapped segment of the healthcare market. Tomah's a central Wisconsin community of about 9,000 people, but it attracts patients from further out because the hospital delivers babies underwater in a giant tub at the hospital. But in order to attract more patients, you need doctors to treat them. And it's easier to recruit in urban areas than out in the country, says Tim Size, executive director of the Rural Wisconsin Health Cooperative.
I know hospitals that have trouble recruiting people. They've actually got someone to say, I want to come work with you. And then when they look at what housing's available and what child care is available, they say they just simply can't make it work.
Some rural Wisconsin hospitals, like the one in Neillsville, have brought in doctors from other countries under a special visa program. In addition, the state's two medical colleges have been training future doctors in rural areas in the hopes they'll put down roots. But the ground beneath rural hospitals continues to shift. Providers know they have to stay on their toes in order to stay in business, adapting and changing to provide care where it's convenient and affordable. That might mean more remote care through telehealth in the future. What's at stake isn't just a hospital for patients. It's also jobs for community members. Remember Karen Hageman, who nearly died choking on a piece of meat? She worked at the local hospital. People would miss it, she said, if it were gone. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.